Welcome to a deep dive into the future of marketing. We're looking ahead to 2025, and well, things are getting really interesting. I've got some notes here from marketing leaders, articles from Forbes and the Digital Marketing Institute, even some research reports, and well, the insights are pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We're on the verge of a massive shift in the marketing world, and AI is at the heart of it.
So AI, it's the buzzword everyone's talking about, but what does it actually mean for marketers? Mm-hmm. You know, are robots going to take over everyone's jobs? One of our sources is Sam Altman. He's predicting that AI will be handling something like 95% of what marketers do today.
Yeah, that's a bold prediction for sure. But you could also look at it this way. If AI can handle all the, you know, the routine stuff, then that frees you up to focus on the things that really matter, like strategy and creativity and building those human connections.
Yeah.
You know, you can become more of a conductor leading the AI orchestra.
But not everyone is ready to just, you know, hand over the reins to AI. There's some skepticism out there. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I think it's natural to be a little cautious, you know? Change can be unsettling, especially when it comes to something as big as AI. One of our sources, Paul Christman, he suggests that AI isn't about replacing everything. It's about integrating it strategically with what we're already doing, using it to enhance our capabilities, not making us obsolete.
Okay, that's a much more reassuring way to look at it, because good marketing has always been about connecting with people, you know, on a human level.
Absolutely. Beth Comstock, one of the marketing leaders we've been reading about, she really emphasizes that AI can do all the data stuff and automate tasks, but it's the human touch that really matters. Understanding emotions, building relationships, creating stories that resonate with people.
So if AI is going to be taking over the, you know, the more technical side of things, does that mean that soft skills are going to be even more valuable in 2025?
Oh, absolutely. Your ability to connect with people, to empathize, to tell a story that really resonates, those are going to be your superpowers in a world that's driven by AI.
One of our other sources, Sachai Larpsirifan, he's saying that the question isn't if marketers should use AI, it's how and when. So, you know, burying our heads in the sand is not really an option here.
Yeah, definitely not. This AI revolution is already happening. And that brings us to another big shift that's happening in the marketing world. You know, those cookies we've all come to rely on. Well, we can say goodbye to those.
Wait, the cookie's really going away? For real? What's that going to mean for marketers?
Well, it means a huge change in how we collect and use data. Martin Keene, he wrote in Forbes that the cookie is on its deathbed. This means first-party data, that information you get directly from your audience, is going to be more valuable than ever. And it's not just cookies that are changing. The whole marketing funnel, the way we think about it, is being disrupted.
Hold on, slow down a second. Marketing funnel is collapsing. What does that even mean?
It means the old way of thinking about awareness, consideration, and decision, those separate stages, it's all blurring together. Now, you might be scrolling through social media and see an ad for something you've been thinking about, and boom, a few clicks later, you're checking out. The traditional funnel is becoming more like a tangled web with lots of touch points and instant decisions.
Okay, that sounds intense. So in this world of collapsing funnels and no more cookies, where do marketers even begin?
Well, the Digital Marketing Institute, they're highlighting some really interesting trends. One of them is that traditional search is actually declining. People are going to social media platforms for information and recommendations.
So instead of Googling the best new restaurant, we're heading straight to Instagram or TikTok.
Exactly. And this has led to something called GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. It's all about optimizing your content for those AI-driven search results. You know, like those Google AI overviews that are popping up everywhere. It's like SEO, but on steroids.
GEO. Okay, writing that down. I need to learn more about that. But even with all this, you know, AI and search optimization, there's something else that's having a big impact on marketing. It might surprise you.
You're talking about employee-generated content, right?
Yeah. It seems like people are more likely to trust what the barista at their local coffee shop says about a new drink than they are some influencer who's probably being paid to say nice things.
It's true. The Digital Marketing Institute reports that people trust content from employees more than they trust influencers. It comes down to authenticity and transparency.
IKEA is a good example of this, right? They've had a lot of success using employee-generated content to showcase their company culture and build trust with their customers. It's like getting a behind-the-scenes look, and people love it.
It's a really smart strategy, especially now when people are just bombarded with marketing messages everywhere they look.
But, you know, with all this talk about AI and GEO and cookies disappearing, I have to admit, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
Oh, you're definitely not alone. AI fatigue is a real thing. There are so many new tools and platforms, it can feel like you're drowning in information.
So how do we avoid that? How do we even know where to start?
Well, that's where the concept of AI agents comes in. Imagine having a virtual assistant who can take care of all those little tasks that eat up your time so you can focus on the big picture.
Wait, are you saying AI can just do my job for me?
Well, not quite, but it can definitely make your life a lot easier. Think about it, ChatGPT running a whole marketing campaign from start to finish.
Hold on, ChatGPT can do that.
It's pretty amazing, right? And that's just one example. AI agents are going to be a game changer for marketers in 2025.
So let me get this straight. We've got AI revolutionizing marketing. Cookies are going away. The marketing funnel is collapsing. Social search is exploding. Employees are becoming influencers. And AI agents are going to be running the show. Anything else I'm missing?
Well, there's one more audience we need to talk about. Gen Alpha. These are the kids who were born after 2010, and they're already having a big impact on the marketing world.
Wow, so we're talking about elementary school kids now.
They're the consumers of tomorrow, and they're a generation that really values social impact. They want to see brands that are making a difference in the world.
Okay, so we've got AI, the death of cookies, social search, and GEO, employee-generated content, AI fatigue, AI agents, and Gen Alpha. My head is spinning.
I know it's a lot to take in, but the good news is you don't have to figure it all out on your own.
That's a relief because I was starting to think I needed to go back to school.
That's what this deep dive is all about. We're going to equip you with the knowledge and insights you need to navigate this exciting AI-driven world.
Okay, good. Because I'm ready to dive in.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so we just laid out a pretty wild vision of marketing in 2025. AI is transforming everything. Cookies are going away. The funnel is more like a spider web. And now we've got to figure out how to connect with Gen Alpha. It's a lot to think about.
Yeah, it is. But even with all this change, it's important to remember that AI is just a tool. It's not here to replace us.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was starting to worry that marketers might become, you know, obsolete in this AI world.
Not at all. In fact, I think this actually creates a lot of new opportunities for marketers to really shine. As AI takes over those data-heavy tasks and automates more things, human skills like creativity and strategy and empathy, they become even more valuable.
So it's not about being replaced by AI, it's about working with it almost like a partnership.
Exactly. Think of AI as your co-pilot, helping you navigate this complex marketing landscape. AI can analyze huge amounts of data, find patterns, and give you insights that would take you forever to uncover on your own. But it's up to you to figure out what those insights mean, develop a strategy, and create the messaging that's going to resonate with your audience.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So if AI is handling the, you know, the technical stuff, does that mean that soft skills are going to be even more important in 2025?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. AI can write a blog post, but can it make it funny or insightful or make people feel something? Can it tell a story that really connects with people? That's where you come in.
It's like AI is pushing us to be more human in our marketing.
I like that AI can analyze data, but it can't replicate human intuition or creativity or empathy. Those are the things that are going to make you stand out in an AI-driven world.
Now, we talked about AI fatigue earlier, and it can feel overwhelming trying to keep up with all the new tools and platforms that are coming out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice for marketers who are feeling a bit lost?
I would say start by focusing on the tools that really address your specific goals and the challenges you're facing. Don't feel like you have to jump on every new AI bandwagon that comes along. It's about finding the right tools for the job.
So it's like building a toolkit. You choose the tools that will help you get the job done. You don't need to have every gadget in the world.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment. Try different things, see what works for you, and be ready to adapt as the technology keeps evolving.
Okay, let's go back to those AI agents for a second. You mentioned that ChatGPT could run an entire marketing campaign. Can you give me a real-world example of what that might look like?
Sure. Imagine you're launching a new product and you want to create a big marketing campaign with emails and social media posts and blog content and maybe even some ads. An AI agent powered by ChatGPT could handle all of that, creating everything and scheduling it all. This would free you up to focus on the overall strategy and the messaging.
That's amazing. It's like having a whole team of virtual marketing assistants working for you.
Yeah, exactly. And as AI agents get even more sophisticated, we're going to see even more applications. Imagine personalized website experiences for each visitor or pricing models that adjust in real time or even AI-powered chatbots that can provide instant customer support. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Wow. Okay. Now let's talk about GEO, Generative Engine Optimization. That sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie. Can you explain what that is?
It might sound futuristic, but it's becoming really important as search engines get more advanced. Traditional SEO is all about keywords, but GEO is about optimizing your content for the algorithms that power AI-driven search results.
So instead of just stuffing our content with keywords, we need to think about how AI is actually understanding the meaning and context of what we're writing.
Exactly. AI is getting really good at understanding natural language. So we need to create content that's informative and engaging for people to read, but we also need to use language that AI can easily understand and index.
Sounds like GEO requires a whole new way of thinking about creating content.
It does. But the good news is that the basic principles of good writing, clarity, conciseness, and storytelling, those are still really important. In fact, I think they're even more important in this age of AI.
Now, we can't talk about content without mentioning employee-generated content. It seems kind of strange that content made by employees would be more effective than a fancy ad campaign with a celebrity.
Yeah, it might seem counterintuitive, but the data shows that people really want authenticity and transparency. And who better to provide that than the people who are actually working for the brand every day?
It's like we're moving away from this idea of stage perfection, and we're embracing the realness of everyday experiences.
Exactly. And that plays really well into this whole idea of the ethical consumer.
Okay, ethical consumer. What is that exactly?
Well, ethical consumers are people who are really thinking about the impact their purchases have on the world. They're looking for brands that align with their values, brands that are sustainable and responsible and transparent.
So it's not just about buying a product. It's about buying into a brand's values and their mission.
That's right. And this is where employee-generated content can be really powerful. It gives people a real glimpse into your company culture. It shows them who you are and what you stand for.
It's all about building trust and connection through shared values.
Exactly. And in a world where people are bombarded with information and they're skeptical of everything, that trust is more important than ever.
Now let's talk about Gen Alpha. These are the kids who are growing up with AI as a normal part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
How do we even market to a generation that's basically immune to traditional advertising?
Well, they are a different kind of consumer. Traditional marketing just won't work on them. They're smart, they're digitally savvy, and they can spot a fake a mile away. To reach them, you need to be genuine and transparent, and you need to have a purpose.
So no more cheesy jingles or over-the-top special effects.
Yeah, no more of that. Gen Alpha wants to see that you're making a positive impact on the world. They care about social issues and the environment and ethical business practices.
It sounds like marketing to Gen Alpha is less about selling and more about connecting on a values level.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's about building a community around your brand, a community that shares your vision for a better future.
So we've talked about a lot of things today. AI, cookies, the funnel, Gen Alpha, ethical consumers. It's a lot to process. But I think the main takeaway is that even with all these changes, marketing is still about human connection.
Yeah, that's really it. It's about understanding your audience, making real connections, and building trust. It's about telling stories that resonate and inspire action. And don't forget, you have a superpower in this new world, your human intuition. Use it to guide your strategy, craft your message, and connect with people in a genuine way.
So before we wrap up, is there anything else that marketers should be thinking about? Any other trends or predictions on the horizon?
Well, there is one more trend I think is worth mentioning. It's something that's been gaining traction for a while now, but it's really starting to take off in 2025. It's that ethical consumer we were talking about earlier. They're becoming a real force. You know, they're not just buying a product anymore. They're buying into a whole set of values.
So, like, it's not enough to just say you're a green company anymore. People are actually looking under the hood.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing their research, reading reviews. They want to know where things come from and how they're made. And they're calling out brands that aren't being genuine. Greenwashing just doesn't cut it anymore. It's all about authenticity.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm spending my money on something, I want to know that the company actually cares about the same things I do.
Right. And those values are more and more about sustainability and social responsibility and ethical sourcing, the whole package. Consumers are making choices that reflect a better world.
Okay. So how do marketers actually connect with these ethical consumers? Is it just about telling everyone how good you are?
It's more about actually integrating those values into everything you do, the products you make, your packaging, how you treat your employees, how you run your business.
So it's about showing it, not just talking about it.
Exactly. And remember how we talked about employee-generated content? That's a really powerful tool here. Let your employees talk about what your brand stands for. People trust real people more than they trust marketing slogans.
This has been an amazing deep dive.
Yeah.
You know, AI, cookies, the funnel, Gen Alpha, ethical consumers,
yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
but I feel like I have a much better understanding of what's coming and how to prepare for it.
Well, that's great to hear. I think the most important thing to remember is that even with all this technology, marketing is still about making those human connections.
It's about understanding who your audience is, connecting with them on a deeper level, building trust, telling stories that resonate and inspire them to take action.
And, you know, you have something really special in this AI world. Your human intuition, use that to guide your strategy and your message and to connect with people in a way that AI just can't.
So as we wrap things up, what's the one piece of advice you'd give to marketers who are trying to navigate this crazy, exciting, but also kind of scary future?
Stay curious, stay flexible, and never stop learning. The future of marketing is full of potential, but it's up to all of us to shape it in a way that's responsible and ethical.
That's great advice. Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you learned something new, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time. Keep exploring, keep innovating, and remember, keep marketing like a human.